Recorded Books and RB Digital present Cold Hearted River by Keith McCafferty, narrated by Rick Holmes. This is a cockeyed, wonderful country. Ernest Hemingway, in a 1928 letter to Waldo Pierce about the Wyoming High Country. Letters of Ernest Hemingway, Volume 3, 1926 to 1929. Papa liked to say that all true stories end in death. I think the idea of fishing in a graveyard would have appealed to him. Jack Hemingway to the author, The Graveyard Run, Thompson River, British Columbia, circa 1983. Preface. I first heard about Ernest Hemingway's steamer trunk of fishing tackle, the lost treasure chest at the heart of this novel, from his oldest son, Jack. Jack and I were contributing editors for Field and Stream some 30-odd years ago, and though not close friends, we shared a river from time to time. It was a blustery November day, easy to recall because all November days on British Columbia's Thompson River are blustery, and we were the only fishermen along a stretch of the river known as the Graveyard, just down the hill from the old white crosses where all the graves face north. On toward dark, Jack hooked a steelhead of 15 or 16 pounds, which I landed for him in the tailout after a long fight. We admired this great seafaring trout for a few seconds before releasing it, and celebrated with a thermos cup of hot chocolate into which I laced peppermint schnapps in honor of my father.